Unseasonably warm temperatures in the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains yesterday will be shifting eastward today. Most of the Midwest will be seeing temperatures that are well above average for this time of the year. It'll be a great day for working outside. Enjoy it while you can. It won't get any better than this. We'll be looking at a cooling bias as we move into next week and especially the following weekend. We'll likely see temperatures turning quite a bit cooler eventually. But the next several days will be providing us with a rather benign precipitation pattern and an environment where temperatures are going to be well above average. This morning, we're already off to a roaring start with temperatures at this hour running mostly in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest, and we'll likely see those temperatures translate into some very warm readings this afternoon. Highs will be mostly in the 40s across the northern portions of the Midwest. 50s and lower 60s will be common in the southern areas. This warm-up will probably be followed by some minor cooling, but will still be warmer than usual as we move forward through the balance of the weekend. It looks like the afternoon temperatures on Saturday will be cooling down to the upper 20s and 30s in the far northern parts of the Midwest, while 40s and 50s still occur in the rest of the region. And we'll be looking at that cooler air in the north sagging a little further to the south as we move into Sunday, but turning right around and warming things back up again a little bit on Monday and Tuesday before the bigger surge of cool air starts to debut later next week. That colder surge that comes on will bring temperatures down into the teens and 20s in the northwestern parts of the Midwest for highs. That'll be Thursday of next week, and we'll likely see temperatures in the lower Midwest probably cooling to the 30s and perhaps a few lower 40s by the end of the week. Low temperatures at night are going to stay in the teens and 20s most often in northwestern areas over the next 4 or 5 days, while the 30s occur in the southeastern part of the region, perhaps a few upper 20s periodically. That'll contrast with temperatures a week from now, probably dropping below zero in the northwesternmost portions of the Midwest. In the meantime, while we deal with the temperatures that are basically warmer than normal, as I mentioned before, there's not a lot of precipitation coming into the region. We'll have a small disturbance passing through the Great Lakes region over the next couple of days. We'll have a bigger storm system impacting the southeastern corner of the country, but neither of these is likely to have a big impact on Midwest weather. Probably the best chance for precipitation will show up about Wednesday or Thursday of next week. A little rain and perhaps rain changing to snow will occur across eastern portions of the Midwest. That'll precede the colder air that'll be coming southward from Canada. In the meantime, it's South America that has everyone's heads turned at the moment. Temperatures yesterday afternoon reached 106 degrees in parts of southwestern Argentina's crop country, and many areas reporting temperatures in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. The hottest weather is likely to develop over the next 2 or 3 days, so we aren't even as hot right now as we will be probably Sunday and Monday. Perhaps even Tuesday will be extremely hot across parts of the country. Temperatures of 100 to 106 will be common, probably even seeing some possible extremes getting upwards to 108, maybe even 109 degrees in a couple of locations. The heat will be followed by relieving rain, which is supposed to occur in the Monday through Wednesday period next week. The relief that comes will probably produce at least 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches of rain, and some 3-inch plus amounts will occur. This is going to certainly be welcome news for the crops there, and the stress levels will be reduced. But don't look for this as being a fix-all. There will have to be follow-up precipitation, especially for those areas to get the lighter amounts of precipitation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.